The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
Hey, it is 7:06 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here, of course, with Linda.
Good morning, everybody.
And we're here with Ashlyn.
Good morning.
And Michael.
Good morning.
Yeah, their last day before going home. Yeah, we're gonna miss you, little. We're gonna miss you, little guys. Okay,
miss you. Have no idea. We've had so many events, but can't wait to share that in a minute.
That's right. What's the weather look like
okay,
today?
Okay, it's currently 63 degrees. No, it's currently 71 degrees. We're gonna have a hot day with temperatures around 98. Actually, that's cooling down for where we've been.
I'm gonna go get my sweater
tonight. Temperatures of around 66. Now Saturday. Tomorrow calls for 102, and then Sunday we go back to 97. So that's our forecast. Let's see. Tuesday's about 101. Wednesday's around 104, and then we get back into, you know, the weather's fluctuating a little bit over the 100 temperature. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's really cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call.
At 365-3793.
And now, we came in this morning specifically, Carl. You know why. Well, besides all the events that we went all over town and did.
Well, it's last day here for the grandkids, but they came in so they could see Spencer and our pet of the week right there. Just hop into that one.
Good morning.
Good morning. And who do we have here?
So this morning I brought with me Jake. Jake from State Farm. No, just joking. But we did bring Jake with us this morning. Jake is a two-year-old Spaniel mix, a Springer Spaniel mix, and he actually originally came to our shelter back in October.
Mm-hmm.
He was adopted out, and unfortunately he had a little bit too much energy to fit into their type of lifestyle, so they did have to bring him back.
Okay.
Great dog. He's about 40 pounds, black and white, long coat.
He's laying down on the ground.
Droopy
here.
Ears.
He just licked everybody. You know, he was really good with the kids.
Oh, man. He saw him as soon as he hopped out of the van, and he was, like, running over to them. He had to go over and say hi to the kids.
Yeah, he's a kid dog. You can tell. Well, let's describe again that he's an active dog, but he's laying down. So, again, I think when you think about these animals that are dogs and cats from Haven that are displaced for a while. So all it takes is a week or two to get them back into an environment where they start to just really become like right there with the family. In fact, some of them might not even take a week or two. It might just be a day, and it's like, oh, I finally found my home.
Correct. And I also want to throw out there, when he was returned for being too active, he's not like a jumpy Jack Russell, but he's not a couch potato either. He's a dog that is like right in the middle of him. He'd be a great dog to go out for long walks, go running. He enjoys going outside and playing fetch. I mean, he's not over-the-top energetic. He was just a little – he had just a little too much energy for that particular family. Great dog. He does well with all other animals. We have him rated for a home with kids 5 and older just because, as you noticed when he met your mm-hmm. grandchildren, you know, he likes to jump up and lick them in their face. And you can't do that to a small child because he'll easily knock a smaller child over. Jake is participating in our Camp Love a Pet program, which means that he's already had a half a week under his belt of free training. He's got another week and a half left. He'll learn everything from his basic commands to doing a special trick. And so he is adoptable today, but he will not be able to go home until the 27th, which is when Camp Love a Pet graduates.
Well, you know, and that's cool. And Jake, it looks like a very well-behaved dog. When I came by, and I held my hand down. He gave it a quick lick. Coming by, he's got a very bright face, And he looks just like he just needs to have a nice home. And he is, I tell you what, he's got the, he's got all those qualities that you'd like to see in a dog. And plus, you can take him along the river trail and walks and all this because he walks. Right?
Ideal family pet right here.
There you go.
And here's the beautiful thing one more time. He's laying down in the studio. We have the two grandkids, Carl and myself, Savannah, and of course our Spencer from Haven Humane. And he's laying down and he's just crossed his head across his paws like he's inside of a studio and he's relaxed. So you know that he would be a good dog in the house.
Yes, absolutely. Amazing dog.
Michael, go over and kick him, see what he does. Okay, I'm just kidding. Okay, just kidding. Well, I just want to know, hey, little kids run into him. Okay,
great.
Now, how to get a hold of you?
So you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. I do know Jake won't be around for very long. He is absolutely adorable.
No, he is a beautiful dog.
If you're interested in him, I would stop by today and make sure that you make him yours.
There you go. Okay, Spencer. Nothing else happening here in the next week or two that we can talk about?
Just getting those dogs adopted out.
Get those dogs adopted. Dogs and kitties adopted. Yes. And rabbits and what's the strangest thing you got down there now?
You know, we had rabbits and guinea pigs and chinchillas, but we actually just adopted all of them out.
They're all gone.
So just dogs and cats right now.
Okay, but there's plenty of those to go around. All right. Thanks, Spencer.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Okay, you two. Tell us what was your favorite part of the week today, of this week? Hop in there. Yep.
My favorite part was going on the lake because we got to ride a jet ski.
Did you like the patio boat?
Yes.
Okay, and all that came from Holiday Harbor, our friends over there. What about you, Mike?
The lake.
You liked the lake, too. And the jet ski? You didn't like the jet ski, though.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did. Okay, yesterday we went to where?
The caverns.
The caverns and walked up and down. How many stairs?
603
stairs inside and out, but it was a good time. Well, you two had a good time in there. We had a good time looking inside the cavern and the chamber.
Did you learn
in there.
Stuff?
Yes, I did. I learned that some of the rock is limestone.
Oh, that's cool. Some of the rock is limestone. And the stalagmites and...
Stalactites. And the bacon.
And the bacon.
And the bacon. The cave bacon. Right. Yeah. So it was a good place, huh?
And then we went to the fair, and we rode on some rides, and we we got some really cool shirts that the, what was it? The
U.S. Fish and Game
Fish
Department.
And Game
Fish
were there.
And Wildlife Department, yeah.
And we had snow cones, and we went to the Colt 45s, saw baseball.
So did y'all have a good time this week?
Yes. Yes.
You want to come back next year?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. It's you know what?
Get out of bed so you can.
You two talk. You two talk all the time, and this is it. This is all you're going to say. Going to go head on back today, huh? We're going back today. Starting back home.
Yes, but when we go back, we're going to stop at our great grandparents' house, and we're going to swim at their house and have dinner.
There you go. Okay, we're really happy that you're here.
Michael,
too, Michael. Wait.
Let's
too,
just
Michael.
Ask one more question to Michael. Get up there on that microphone. Okay. Because Ashley's already said a sentence here. If you were to say the jet ski and the lake, what was it about besides the jet ski and the lake that was the big thing you'll share with your friends? Talk in the microphone. Just tell them.
That I got that I swam in a lake and we had fun and we jumped off the boat.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We'll do it next year. Maybe we'll do we can jump off the top of one. Well, we did. We had that jet ski and, you know, Holiday Harbor was great. We saw the lake yesterday. We went to the caverns and we thought, wow, why didn't we spend 2 or 3 days on the lake? Right?
Also, we went to Jurassic World and it was really good. You should go see it.
There we go. There you go. A unsolicited comment about that. Okay, kids. Love you, and go back to bed. Go have breakfast.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Shasta Speedway's track day and night is Thursday, June 25th. Just think, you could be driving your own car on the Shasta Speedway racetrack. You'll get a full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection of your car. You don't want to miss your chance to race your own street car on the racetrack. Not only test the limits of your car, but test your limits as a driver. You never know. You could gain some serious bragging points with family and friends. Run your car or one of the rentals. Get one full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection. Only $75. It's Thursday, June 25th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Customized sessions, fast pass, novice, no experience, pace laps by reservation only. Go to Shasta-Speedway.com or call 530-515-8282. The Shasta Speedway track day and night is Thursday, June 25th, and brought to you in part by Coors Light, Blue Moon, Lithia Toyota, Tri-Counties Bank, Paint Mart, Napa Auto Parts, Anderson RV, Record Searchlight, Harvest Printing, Pepsi, Budweiser, Cicada Cantina, Applebee's, Logan's, Rock Auto, and this radio station.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, if you still have any grass to mow, we have some ethanol-free 93. And if you've been putting off spraying your wood decks, fences, now's the time for Logging Shake Oil. We have it in 5-gallon pails ready to go. Joe's back at Weaverville, so stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy is a CFN fleet-wide card lock and accepted over 40,000 locations. At the Pilot, Petro, Chevron, Flying J, and Love's, and TA truck stops. So call the renting office and get signed up. We have red off-highway diesel at all of our card locks, race car fuel for all the jet skis, motorcycles, and hot rods. If you need a home or a job site delivery, give us a call. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
View 202 has something new and exciting beginning July 5th from 11 to 2. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Executive chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu with a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast and Belgium Freebird. Every Sunday, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Manmosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday in July. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see what's still beating. Breaking out of my body, they fly over me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda and the grandkids have left the studio. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row and the top 50 in cardiac. Shasta Regional is treating people well in their 70th year. Celebrated their 70th anniversary here just a few weeks ago. And, you know, there's just a great, great hospital. If you got emergencies, you take it to Shasta Regional. A lot of things happening this weekend. My goodness. Tonight at the fair, Cattleman's Day, with all types of different types of events. We watched the goat judging the other day. You don't realize how hard it is. This guy's out there just putting these little, you know, putting these kids in the FFA, Future Farmers of America, putting them through their paces. I mean, they're having to move and maneuver these goats around. The goats are not like the smartest animal in the world, but it was interesting to watch. And all the kids down there learned about like the showgirl chicken, which has got no feathers on its neck. When you go down to the fair, you got to find these things out. But tonight they're going to have country singer Brian White and Chad Bushnell, one of our local guys, is going to open for him. Tomorrow, Junior Livestock Auction. It's going to be great. It's hot. Take water. Just the kids rode on all the rides and had a great, great time. The Shasta District Fair. Red, White, and Tuna. It's going to be Saturday night, June 20th, at the Reading Grange Hall, also known as the Sons of Italy Hall. And the funds for this go into for scholarships. for the kids, for two kids here in, two seniors here in Reading. Give John a call at 365-5978. It's a comedy. It's a two-man comedy act. It's travel. It's been around a long time. It is hilarious. It's a story of Tuna, Texas, the third smallest town in Texas. Aviation Day on Father's Day, June 21st, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Benton Air Park. Free admission, free parking. Chances go up and down on helicopters that you have to pay for, of course. $50 per person for helicopter rides, or $120 for your group of three. It's going to be all types of great things happening. If you want to have breakfast there, it's $8 for adults and $5 for children. All of this at Benton Air Park. And then tonight, A Mystery at the Library, 7 p.m. For library fans, 21 and over, because it includes wine and dessert with a special spill-proof wine tumbler that I've already tried out, and it does work. $40 a person or $35 with a library card. Space is limited, and so just give them a call at 246-0146 or check out ShastaLibraryFoundation.org. And, of course, at Mount Shasta Mall, inside by Penny's, is Remembering Our Fallen from California, pictorial display of all those service people from California sacrificed their lives for us. Opening ceremony on June 21st at 2 p.m. A lot of stuff going on this weekend. What are you doing there, Savannah?
Well, I have a friend in town from Colorado Springs. We've been friends since freshman year of college. So
Colorado Springs?
Yeah, we both went to Montana State together. But she came from Colorado.
But I tell you, you came from Wyoming. She comes from Colorado. It's just like the place, Montana State.
She's my active girlfriend, so we like to go climbing and camping. So this weekend, I'm going to be dropping her off in Oregon to fly back to Colorado, but we're going to stop at Crater Lake and do some camping. So that's the plan.
So there you have active friends, and do you have inactive friends?
Yes, I do.
Active friends are ones that climb with you, surf with you, do all these things that you do in crazy outdoors.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to find girls that like to do both.
So you have inactive friends who are just kind of like good friends, but they don't climb or surf or get sweaty.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Okay, let's get going here. I cannot figure out. I mean, I've been in combat a long time. I've seen a lot of strange things. We preach really hard for our men not to hate. Men and women, not to hate. It's easy to hate. You're going up against a force that's trying to hurt you, kill you, kill your friends. I've done that. And it's easy to get this hatred going. But once you get into hate, then that hate expands into the fact that people aren't people anymore. Now they're just objects to kill. And that can lead into some atrocities. That can lead into not necessarily taking that extra second, half second, to make sure of your target. And yet I see hate throughout this world in all the places I've been to. But what bothers me the most is the hate we have here in the United States at times. And hate based on somebody's race is something that I really have a tough time understanding. Whether it's a white on black, black on white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever. I have a tough time understanding that. I've been in the Marine Corps. We've had our racial problems. But we all learn to work together. We all learn to stand by each other. We all stand to be that, you know, to literally become that band of brothers in there. So when I see something like happen in Charleston, South Carolina, I'm just, you know, horrified by this. 21-year-old kid, Dylan Roof, walked in, joined the people there that were having a Bible meeting, and they invited him in to it. And this is, of course, in a predominantly black church, a very famous black church in Charleston, South Carolina. And he sat there. His plan was already in his head. Got enraged, or at least he let his anger be shown then, and got up and killed 9 people, 6 women, 3 men, a state congressman or assemblyman. If you look at the list of the people he killed, were people that were doing things for the community, college students. They were somebody. They weren't. Not that every life isn't important, but they were there. His buddy, who had just been with him, you know, he said, "Hey, we kind of like ran into each other again." And, you know, they were drinking. He says he realized he was talking about. He says really saying things about blacks, like, you know, taking over the world and all that. Enough that it scared him that he took the guy's gun and hid it overnight because they'd been drinking. And the So they had it on tape and all that. And this guy called and said, I know who that is. So they arrested him. So here he is. He killed nine people. Now, see, the part about it that he killed nine people and he did it, it was a hate crime and it was based on racial reasons, is something, you know, most people just won't understand. The part that I hate is then people politicizing this. Like Obama has already said, well, it's another example of gun violence. We've got to, you know, restrict guns. For people like this, I mean, he bought the gun legally. I mean, how could you, if the only way to keep him from buying a gun legally, since he had, you know, he had no arrest or anything like this, is to keep anybody from buying a gun legally. It's the part where people need to identify this guy from, you know, was he on any list? I mean, it's obvious, they say he's on Facebook, that he had a bunch of strange things in there. So, I mean, I don't know. But just the fact of him doing it, I mean, my hearts go out to that community. I mean, this is huge. Charleston, South Carolina, I mean, it's my nephew went to school there. It's Citadel. We've been there several times. And do you understand this at all, Savannah?
It's very foreign to me. When I heard it was a hate crime, I was like, what in the world? Because I've been to Charleston as well, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I don't know if it will. I don't know if you're ever going to make sense out of it. A woman's to be on a $10 bill. Did you see that? Not the 20. It's the 10. But, hey, you're out there, though. Not the 100. It could be.
I heard it, but I didn't hear who it was going to be.
Well, they don't know yet. See, this is what's going to happen. You're going to have it. I think people are going to have a chance to vote. But Harriet Tubman, the first African-American lady who was an abolitionist during the Civil War, she's been like kind of like her name's been put up there along with Eleanor Roosevelt and a lady by the name of Mankiller who had headed up to Cherokee Nation back in the 1800s, I think. I'm not sure I'd like to have a Mankiller name on the – but you know what? Hey, the other thing too is Hamilton will not be off the bill. He'll be still – his visage will still be on the bill someplace, or they may just make two bills, one with the lady and one with the man. And but I mean, they're both $10 bills. And this is interesting. This is the first woman that's ever been on it, well, since the 1800s, maybe even the 1700s. And that was, I think it was Martha Washington. So I find it really interesting. Is it time? Do we have a woman on there?
Well, now that I've heard about it, I wouldn't have thought about it for a day, in like a second, to think, put a woman on some of our cash. But now that it's happening, and why not? Harriet Tubman? Sure.
Why not? And the other thing, too, is they're going to do it so it comes out in 2020, which is the 100th anniversary of letting women vote. I've got a lot of comments about that, but probably shouldn't say them right here. Just kidding. Come on. You know, that up where you're at, up there in Wyoming or someplace up there, they allowed women to vote way before the rest of the country did. Did
really?
You know that?
I didn't know
Wyoming
that.
Wyoming or Montana, they had women's suffrage a long time before the rest of the country did. Yeah.
I wonder why that was.
It's probably because they said, hey, we're out here, you know, punching cattle too. You know, we should be able to get a vote. Anyway, I think that, you know what, frankly, I think it's cool. You know what, I'm all for this. I'm all for putting a woman's name. You know what, and if you can put one on, and if you can put one on a, if you can have two, Hamilton on one and whoever the lady is on the other, or the woman on the other, why not do it on a couple other bills too then? There's been great women in history. The only rule is they have to be dead. They can't be alive, thank goodness. Or who knows, Savannah, you'd be out there on the 50. Two Fires Wednesday right here in Reading, spread from illegal camps. One arrested, he's got a long record of arrest here, and he let his Coleman stove get carried away, and it caught the grass on fire. But two fires from illegal camps here. I find it, you know, and that the thing is that this is just the beginning of the summer. How many more of these? Then I also saw there was a fire along the Sac, and there was a trestle. A road trestle was on fire. I think it's going to take a lot to burn one of those down. But they put that one out. But this is just standing by because this is going to happen all summer long. This, and we got a lot more things to talk about. We also have a number of guests coming in today, so we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's Friday. Have a good day. It's going to be cooler than 100. We got the fair. We got Father's Day out of Benton Air Park. We got Red, White, and Tuna. We've got it all happening this weekend. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable, first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:33 in the morning, 71 degrees out there, going up to like 98 today. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, head on down to see Leonard. He's got it all down there. State Jewelry, which is one of the specialties they have, just outstanding jewelry. And then anything else you could possibly imagine, from the Bopple, which is pretty and worthy, to that $250,000 ring. He may not be sending it out there right then, but he can get it. I've seen it happen. Right there at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, right across from Sierra Gibbs. He's got it all. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. If you've got a watch that's broken, don't waste time. Just take it straight down there to Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. You know, there's another fire out there. I was talking about fires. There's another fire out. This one hit the train trestle, and right here on down there by on Market Street, down there by Lake Redding Park. The river fire sparked at about 6:50 p.m. engulfed 2 to 3 acres on the southern bank of the Sacramento. By 8:50, they had stopped the forward spread of the fire, though it wasn't contained. But the wind-blown embers earlier had crossed the river, igniting spot fires in Caldwell Park, including one a third of a mile away on top of the train bridge above Quartz Hill Road. And that, you know, that's how hot and dry it is out here. The embers flew up, and it set the trestle on fire. And you know what? It stopped the train. It stopped all the traffic. In fact, they're saying it's still closed down then. It didn't look like a fire at first, a witness said. And Michelle Pruitt saw the fire when it blew up. And she had spent a day at Lake Redding. The fire grew as firefighters shot it with water. They needed to use a ladder truck to get near the top. Some great photos here on our local paper of the fire going on the trestle. Can you imagine that? It starts in the middle of the night, goes through there, and it spreads across the river by the wind. And again, it's a suspicious fire. And is it true that there's lots of people camping illegally around there? Well, yes, it is. Can you blame it on illegals? Not illegals, but illegal camps or transients? Maybe not. But the other two fires, looks like they have been started inside the camps. Canyon Creek, and then another one by Crown Motors. And there's people down there all the time. A lot of things happening with that, and with the fact that it's so dry and it's hot and the wind's blowing, it's just a matter of time. So, you know, what are you going to do about that? Big piece in the paper today from the sheriff. Sheriff was on the show Wednesday, and if you didn't hear the show, you need to go back, check those archives. Very rarely have you ever seen Tom Bosinko be visibly upset. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, Savannah, and you've seen the sheriff. I mean, have you ever seen him when he's just nothing but, I mean, just kind of level, nothing bothering him?
No, know. He's always
kind of
calm.
Guy you like to have, you know, if there's a fire going on, you kind of picture Bosinko sitting there and telling everybody what to do and they're, you know, being cool on the mic and all that, having a corn dog or something. Well, he's not so cool about this, the new adult rehabilitation center, when they could have doubled the number of beds for not a lot of money. They'd able to put twice the amount of people into this facility and was turned down by supervisors Modi and Kehoe. It was going to take a 4-1 vote. They both voted against it. They said they didn't trust the figures that he was coming up with. Now, as Bosinko points out, that he's had his figures looked at by several different groups of people from the county and the state and every other place. But they still said no. Now, they said, well, maybe they can change their minds. They can, probably, but every day that they don't, the project goes further downrange. Like the day after they voted no on this, the project plans for the 64-bed unit was given to them down in Sacramento. Sacramento now has to approve all the plans, and they're working on those right now. They were pushed to the front so they could work on them so this thing can get started and so we can have it finished. If there's any changes, now you're going to have to take the plans back down there and get ourselves back into the queue again, or, you know, use whatever thing you can do to get them back up front, but still back in the queue again. So if it waits 20 days, I mean, it's just, you know, or 10 days or 30 days. But the question is the supervisors and Larry Lees, two of the supervisors and Larry Lees, do not believe the sheriff's figures. And if they don't believe the sheriff's figures, then we've got a bigger problem than that. Then what is it that they do believe? What is it that they're going to? Okay, I'm going to, this is a big question. We've got to come back. But, you know, we're supposed to have Congressman LaMalfa on a little bit later in the show, but it looks like he's here because he might be busy later on. Congressman, good morning.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Well, you call a little bit early, catching me here unawares, but we're glad to have you on.
Well, good to keep people off balance, right? I got to get on an airplane here in a few minutes, and so it'll blow up our normal time here.
Okay.
Last night's airplane, actually it's quite interesting. We were supposed to pull out of Dulles last night, and a storm hit just before. It actually picked up the airplane and moved it about 4 feet and dumped it into the side of a truck sitting on the tarmac there, so we didn't get to use that airplane last night.
Were you all on the airplane when it happened?
No. We hadn't boarded yet. I think there was still people getting ready to unboard or deplane or whatever you call it.
It picked up the airplane.
So it made for an interesting thing for them and an extra night in Washington for me. So that's why we've made it to Houston so far this morning.
Wow.
And, on out to the west here a little bit later, so we better do it now. So anyway, what's going on?
Well, there's a lot going on here, but let's talk about you and the trade package deal. What's going on with this? I'm confused.
Yeah, there's plenty of confusion out there, and it's being whipped by a lot of misinformation on the internet and some outside organizations. Bottom line, you got to ask, I think the most basic question, should the U.S. be involved in trade with foreign countries or not? Go yes or no there. And then from that point, the next question is, how do you go about having a mechanism to do that? So in the past, it's been USTR, representatives that the executive branch of government puts together to do that. And so that's latest manifestation is what Congress has been working on in the TPA, Trade Promotion Authority. So Trade Promotion Authority is the mechanism. It isn't any of the agreements that would actually be the nuts and bolts of a particular trade agreement with either the Trans-Pacific Partnership or the TTIP through Europe or any of the other ones. And that's what's a lot of people are getting
right. It's too separate.
A little bit mixed up.
Yeah.
A lot of people are worried about, well, what is this Trans-Pacific Partnership deal going to do? I've looked at that document myself, actually quite a bit too, at two different volumes plus an overview that I have to go to a secret room in the Capitol Visitor Center area and view without any staff, without any electronics, without any ability to write notes. It's basically just look it over. So I don't like that process at all.
Why is it such a secret?
The concept there is, and I understand the concept, is that, when you're negotiating, if you have people appointed to negotiate trade or other, with one company to another company, you don't talk about it in public until you have an agreement finalized.
Okay.
So if we're to entrust trade negotiators to do that, you don't want to be putting every gyration of what you're talking about in the deal out in front of the public and having other people saying, other possible trading partners saying, well, I want to get their deal, so.
Okay.
There is the argument for some secrecy as it goes along. Now, what TPA is working to guarantee is that when an agreement has been hashed out and is kind of ready to take to the next level, then it's made public for 60 days in front of Congress and the American public. And we will have a vote on that in Congress instead of a lesser bit of authority if we don't have the TPA agreement. So for all the things that are being spun about the thing out there, it actually is giving Congress, which gives more voice to your representatives and ultimately the people, because they'll be able to see that same document through the TPA process for 60 to 90 days, 90 congressional days, online or other forms of communication. So, I haven't lost my mind here on agreeing to TPA. I mean, I'm just the guy that agrees that sovereignty is a very important issue, empowering American values and American trade priorities and American employment is that. And so I think the more say Congress can have, which as the representatives of the people, on what a deal looks like, the better off we're going to be. So TPA is basically the update of the way that's been done in past years, with a little more strength of Congress to have some say and some agreement on the deal, it looks like.
TPA's been around for a long time, though, right?
In different forms.
In different forms.
It's an expired thing right now, and so but what everybody is getting hung up on, and I understand it, is that it empowers the executive branch, meaning the president, to go do trade. Well, he can do that right now. This is actually a constraint upon that with more congressional input. Why would the president agree to that? Well, he likes doing things by executive power? Because the TPA is seen by trading partners around the world as a more reliable, more predictable form that America will keep its commitments, makes in the deal, and a little more formalized process instead of a hit and miss. And we've seen a lot of hit and miss policy with this administration on everything else. So
if I can boil this, If I can boil this down, so the TPA that you have, y'all looked at the other day and was voted down, but what you looked at was
there's several things happening at the same time. That's what makes it a little bit tough.
Okay.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, has a lot of people upset, and we're upset about it because I signed a security document that I don't get to talk about it. Nobody is supposed to lawfully talk about it, but what it is the preliminary proposal for agreement between the Trans-Pacific Partnership partners, the Pacific Rim and the U.S. I looked at it, and I'm not impressed with it. It's vague, and there's some other elements in there that I specifically don't like, which would be in line with the types of things we talk about on the radio in the past. And so I would be inappropriate to talk a whole lot about it. But should it come to pass, should it be negotiated fully out, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, then it'll be in front of us, and then I can talk about it with you, and you can view it. And then we'll decide, is that a good thing for the U.S. and its interests and its sovereignty or not? If I don't like it, I'll vote no on it, and probably most of my colleagues will as well. So, you know, that's a negotiation. So you come back to TPA and empowers the administration, but also brings the predictability insurance that you want to have, assurance you'd want for trading partners to say, yes, the U.S. is serious about trade, and it helps for us to have those tools to move forward and knock down tariffs and other barriers that keep our products out. So TPA we voted for last week. TPP has not had a vote, and I don't see one in the very near future. Another vote you did see on was called the TAA, and that is one that most Republicans didn't want to support and didn't support. I didn't, and so it was backfilling. It was a document that I think mostly the Democrats wanted to backfill. It came over from the Senate package in one big package where the Senate voted it out. We separated it out, split it up in the House for TPA separately from the TAA. And basically TAA was a thing that should jobs be lost because of an agreement that would come up, this is a kind of an insurance that comes in for displaced U.S. workers if jobs are lost by whatever deal comes forward. So, I can certainly see why, especially since these all have similar acronyms, TPA, TPP, TAA, that people out there with the internet spinning things out of control and people that, and outside groups say, look, these guys are going to, sell out. So send them a message, plus send $25 to our organization to help keep sending that message. So it comes down to a fundraising thing for either organizations on the left or on the right, because that's what they do. So, again, my job is to look at all the information and get all the sources I can and make the right decision. And I'm going to have to take some heat from people that normally maybe like my positions, but I'm the one.
Oh yeah, you ought to see the chat room right now. They are just fired up. The question, they said, did you get a chance to read everything? Did you read all the agreements in this?
Me and my staff weeded through the thing for several days in the office there, and the things people are interpreting one way don't actually, from what I've it's been put at us. It doesn't mean that. Most of the calls say, well, we just don't trust the president, and we don't want you to give him any power. Well, we're not giving him any more power than what he already has. We're limiting that power by doing this legislation that gives Congress a greater role in determining that. So why does the president want that? Because he needs it for credibility in the trade agreements. He would like to get a couple of trade agreements done as far as his legacy goes before he's out of office in 19 months. So, sometimes the clock is right, twice a day, a broken clock, right? So we happen to agree that with the right constraints that this is something we can work with the president on. Now, there's a million other things we can't. So tomorrow, we kind of use it as an example. What if the president came out tomorrow and said he wanted a Keystone pipeline? Would everybody say, no, we can't do it because it's the president? Or would we say, well, we agree, so let's put the package together?
What about the fears?
And do it, we'll obviously have very careful input on whatever the Keystone Pipeline agreement would be if the president wanted to do it. But obviously, someday we have to get things done. And trade is an important part of California economy. Nearly 5 million jobs rely on it, or at least depend partly upon it. And so we're going to have trade. We're going to have a mechanism to do it. And TPA is the update of that.
What about the people that are fear? What about the fear that we're going to lose more jobs like we did under NAFTA, that we're going to lose more jobs over to the Pacific?
Well, my goal personally in looking at any agreement that comes up is that it empowers American trade opportunities more. Why would we want to export more jobs? But, I mean, if you look right now at the regulatory load and the cost of doing business, that's doing a great job of exporting them when you have the EPA and U.S. Fish and Wildlife and other groups like that running around putting people out of business and regulating them to death. You know, that's not helping either. So the trade agreements, yeah, there's ups and downs with any of them, but we're at a point here where the tariffs, for example, on like products, we may have small tariffs going over, but they have tariffs 10 times ours going into other countries on ag products or manufactured products or whatever that is. And so our goal is to knock those barriers down, even up the playing field a little bit. If we don't do that, then you wouldn't agree to that trade deal. So there's always concerns, and it just depends, I guess, on the strength of the product. And if Congress, as a representative of the people, has more say on vetoing or approving an agreement, then I think that brings it back to the local level. You know, I represent 750,000 people in one congressional district. Yeah. That brings it a heck of a lot closer than.
So what you're saying then is the president then wouldn't have an arbitrary ability just to make. To make treaties in the way he wanted it in the schemes that he wanted, without Congress looking at it, the people having a chance for 60 to 90 days to look at these treaties. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, the president already has certain powers under Article 2 to make treaties with the two-thirds affirmation by the Senate. Thank you. But this doesn't really rise to the same level of treaty. This is more of a six-year agreement that has an expiration date, so it actually makes a little more control and in both houses than what we would have open-ended if we didn't have this agreement, because he can make trade agreements that are not to the level of treaties.
Okay. The people are sending in just tons of stuff here. Are there going to be more agricultural ability to spend agricultural products over to the Pacific then?
It's anything that we can produce in this country. Ag will be part of it, manufacturing, tech items. It's any aspect of international trade, any product that America could make could be part of any agreement.
Okay, I've got somebody on the phone here. How long do we have you, by the way? I know you're. I can hear the people in the background trying to get people boarded. How long do we have you here?
Yeah, I'm in the jetway now, so I'll be walking through the door in about 2 minutes. So probably 1 or 2 minutes, I think.
Well, then you know what? I'm gonna hold the caller off because I just have another. I want to talk a little bit more about this, in the sense that this is the treaties. Then if they've got to be voted on, if they're treaties, but Obama still has ability to do favored nation or any of this kind of thing.
That's not a nuance that we've been through yet. It's not in the TPA that way, and it's not so far in any of the other documents that I've reviewed, okay? And again, it's inappropriate for me to talk about TPP until it's a public document, okay. And then we can all, you know, tear it for limb later and see what's really been brought aboard upon it. But, you know, most favored nation status is something that's been in the past. So,
why do you think?
Is that a great process? I can see how it makes people uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable with having to go in a room somewhere. When we have there seems to be greater security on this than what the Armed Forces Committee and some of our security-related committees go out there and have the ability to talk about. So, you know, this is trade compared to military and intelligence secrets. That's, you know, those seem even bigger in security of the nation. So Go ahead, Carl.
Well, I'm just, it's this visceral dislike for this whole thing. I mean, I've got people that says it's in the TPA section 3, surrendering to executive authority. There's people viscerally disliking this. I haven't seen this in a while. Disliking this whole, I mean, the whole process, obviously.
Well, we interpret the language in a way that we don't agree with that. So we get the phone calls. You know, the phone's been lighting, the lights have been ringing. You know, it's been a lot of calls all week and such. And so,
well, it certainly
most people when you're walking through it, they say, well, that doesn't sound so bad. It's just, you know, and then they usually end up with just don't sell out to the president. And I don't have any reason to do that. So,
are you sitting down yet?
Yes, no, I'm in 7F. Real time, right?
At least 7F, is that first class?
No, it's right behind it. It's got some leg room in it. So.
Okay, I'm just wondering, just making sure.
Econ Plus.
Okay, just making sure that you're not, you know, that it's already, the money's being spent like crazy. You know,
give us an upgrade once in a while, but I don't spend money on that. So.
Okay. All right. You know, hey, thanks a lot, Congressman, for giving us a call here. We need to sit down for an hour when we get, when you come.
This was our scheduled day, and yeah, it's a little disjointed with the airline, you know, problems last night and this flight time today. But happy to speak with you about it. And
we've got a lot of questions.
People are always welcome to, if they want to get the story,
yeah,
contact our office and we'll send you the information on it. Don't just go by what's being spouted on the internet or on Facebook or, you know, people getting hysterical over it, because, again, I'm still the same guy that have been up and down this district for all the years I've been in office. Is much more concerned with defending U.S. sovereignty, constitutional values, and employing and giving opportunity to people in North State and the U.S. first, not other things.
Okay, so two other.
I don't know why people are so. We get a handful of angry callers or posts or whatever that say, "Wow, we can't believe you're doing that, and you must be, you know, over with the other side." Other side of what, man? This is just not. It's not.
I got two questions.
There's no great reason to do it the other way. Okay. I mean, I'm not.
I have two quick questions from the chat room here. How many phone calls did you get that was for the TPA or TTA or whatever? Did you get any in favor of it?
I also get a million calls for people to say we have to label food a certain way, or I get a lot of calls for people that say we should have gun control. Okay, so okay. If I went by the polling, there's people that organize. We get, you know, probably 10 to 1 people calling in say we need to do something about guns, about controlling guns even more. So if I go by that type of polling, then is that what I'm supposed to make my decision on, or am I the one in a representative republic that's back here all week working with a staff team and a support team in committees and in the House that is disseminating and sorting through all this information versus what people are picking up on a news shot or a hysterical website? So, you know, I mean, I get a little tired of being second guessed with bad information. So, you know, either
we've had a lot of stuff.
Representative Republic, you entrust the officials there to do that, and then seek the information from them, and we can give you pages of emailable information about why we make the decision we do if we want it. We get calls to say, well, I don't want to hear about it. I just want you to not do it. Well, okay, I can't do much with
that. I've received a lot of emails from your office explaining this whole thing. I'm going to take them, and I'm going to put them on the website here so people have an access to it. You know, talking about which everything was, including the vote, I believe, was in there.
Okay. Now, we have some people playing the game, too. They'll call a district office and get one person, and they'll call the D.C. office. They might get a young intern that day that hasn't been as versed on it, and then they'll, you know, our legislative staff, which is a little more stretched. So they want to compare stories if there's any inconsistency between that. They say, aha, you guys are trying to play a game. Like, no, we have a lot going on with a district of 750,000 people, and we don't rehearse our story each time. It's like they give you the best information they can, especially when a bill is still pending and not in its final form of what it is. So, you know, the paper puts little things about the vote or this or that, and, you know, I don't know why it's a game of gotcha here, because I'm just trying to do the best I can, and our staff's trying to do the best we can to serve.
Doug, Congressman, we're going to have to break. It's 8 o'clock. Have a safe flight.
Okay,
I need to set up a time.
Pick this up a little bit later. So
yeah, when we have a little more time, we can sit down on this, because there's a lot of questions still about this. I have a lot of questions. So all the listeners. Thank you so much, and have a safe trip. All right, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on the 20th of June.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Robust presidential leadership in his speech to social and religious conservatives this morning.
Likely 2016 presidential candidate Chris Christie took aim at President Obama, saying there are fires all over the world.
And the reason those fires have occurred, everybody, is the lack of American leadership and the lack of American strength.
He also touted his pro-life stance, explaining that life is precious at all stages.
When you're pro-life, you need to be pro-life for the whole life.
Christie has yet to announce a White House bid, but resembled a candidate courting an important constituency. Greg Clugston, SRN News, at the Road to Majority Conference in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a prayer vigil is planned for this evening in Charleston, South Carolina. That's in memory of the 9 people who were shot and killed at an historic black church Wednesday night. The Reverend Sidney Davis pastors the Mount Zion Olivet Baptist Church and says the shooting will not make a difference at his fellowship.
We're not going to surrender. We're not going to do the easy thing. We're going to keep opening our doors. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep having church services. And if it means I have to take a risk, I'm going to take a risk.
The suspect, Dylan Roof, was brought back to South Carolina after being captured in North Carolina last night. Residents across the Ozarks in mid-Mississippi Valley being warned of possible flooding from the weakened remains of former tropical storm Bill. National Weather Service forecaster Dan Peterson.
The circulation with the remnants of Bill is pretty close to the Arkansas-Missouri border this morning, and it's forecast to move slowly to the east-northeast over the next day or so.
Flood warnings were issued across the region for today, even before the rain began to fall there in earnest. It's been slow going for the major indexes on Wall Street in early trading right now. It's a Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 24 points, and this is SRN News.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Just a week after members of his own party derailed the president's trade policies, the House has approved the so-called fast-track trade bill.
By a razor-thin majority, the House approved the fast-track bill that Wisconsin's Paul Ryan called critical to U.S. standing in the world.
Because the rules of the global economy, they're being written right now. The question is, who is going to write those rules?
The measure gives the president more authority to negotiate global trade deals and limits Congress to an up or down vote. Michigan's Sander Levin.
To vote for TPA now is to surrender congressional leverage.
The measure now goes back to the Senate.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. The Obama administration is issuing new rules intended to improve fuel efficiency for medium and heavy-duty trucks and cut pollution, some blame for global warming. The proposed standards are expected to lower carbon dioxide emissions by about 1 billion metric tons. This is SRN News. Analysts and industry observers say the bankruptcy being sought by Colt Defense was fueled primarily by plummeting revenue from government contracts that dried up.
Moody's Investor Service says government contracts dropped to less than 10% of sales from 60% in 2009. Colt lost a U.S. military contract for the M4 carbine in 2013 to Remington. However, the contract ultimately went to a Belgian company following a dispute between Colt and Remington. Other factors leading to the bankruptcy filing were missteps with gun owners, a misreading of the police firearms market, and a fall in gun sales to the public after an initial spike several years ago.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Ralph Roberts, a businessman with a gentle demeanor who built Comcast from a small cable TV system in Mississippi into one of the nation's largest entertainment companies, has passed away at the age of 95. Comcast says in a statement Roberts died last night in Philadelphia of natural causes. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning here on June the 20th, 74 degrees today, going up to 98, it looks like. Calm winds tonight, mostly clear with a low around 65. Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 102. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 97 with a low around 62. Monday in the 90s. Start getting up a little bit hotter as we go on through the week. But it looks like a beautiful weekend. It's not as hot as it has been. In fact, you may want to bring a sweater with you when it gets down to 95. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's a better-known business, and it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer with senior and veterans discounts. That's right, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. And one of the things about having the grandkids here with you is that you know, for people, you know what? First of all you with children and grandchildren, we admire you much more now. everything you're doing to stay, you know, to keep going, entertaining and all these things, and they just got so much energy. So, you know, it's so good to fall in that Sleep Number bed at night. Sleep Number. It offers you the, you know, the dual air technology. It's rated number one mattress in the nation by Consumer Reports. It's got the Sleep IQ technology, which even helps you sleep better with new ideas on how to sleep better. You know, anything from less caffeine to turning off everything 30 minutes before you go to sleep so your brain can slow down. And my Sleep Number setting is 40, and I change that as I need it. And that's one of the reasons that I love the Sleep Number bed. I've never slept better, neither has Linda. Right now, you can save money there right now. The Sleep Number bed, Sleep IQ technology, and save $500 to $650 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress set. How do you do that? You head on down to a Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals down there, and you're going to love it. You're going to love it. I guarantee it that you're going to never sleep better than you will on a Sleep Number bed. Okay, let's go to the phones. First, let's go to Charles. Charles, good morning. You've been waiting for 30 minutes, Charles. Okay, I'm sorry, man. But
he would not let anybody get a word in.
Well, you know what? I just heard, too, is just during the news there that they just passed the fast track, FTP.
They passed it yesterday.
Did they? I missed that one.
Yesterday morning at about 9:30.
Okay, well, you know what? The fast track program, I didn't see it in the paper, and of course, I've been, like, busy here.
Well, I heard about it was on the SRN hourly news update.
Yeah, that's when I heard it, and then we were already off at that point because it gives Congress an up or down on this.
Up or down with no opportunity for amendment and no opportunity.
Yeah, you know what? I know Doug LaMalfa. I know that Doug LaMalfa represents a lot of what we're doing here. I don't know enough about this plan. I keep reading stuff. If indeed we have the ability that when these treaties come in here, these big trade treaties come through here, is that they, for 90 days we can look at it. 60 to 90 days, we the people can look at it and give our support or non-support to it. That's good. That's more than it used to be. Up or down? Favored nation status. There's a lot of questions here. And frankly, with Obama bringing it up, I'm not sure I trust that because I haven't seen him do a lot of things that, that have been good.
Another thing about the TPP, I got this from the trade representatives. I know Congressman LaMalfa's, said that, if it doesn't come from the mainstream media, I mean, that anything that comes off the internet, is not credible. It sounded like he was saying if it doesn't come from NBC, CBS, or ABC.
No, he said there's a lot of stuff. He said there's a lot of stuff on the internet, but I disagree with that too. I mean, there is. There's a lot of stuff on the internet that people have got their
dogs in the fight. One thing from the trade representative's own webpage, his own list of talking points concerning the TPP. On the bottom of the list of key features was this idea that the TPP is a living document. Yikes.
Living document, I don't like that.
Submitting U.S. Sovereignty to a 12-nation European Union style superstate, and with a document that could be altered, tweaked, played around like with, silly putty. I mean, we've got Supreme Court justices that do that with the Constitution and with all sorts of bad consequences. Do we want some 12-nation confederacy doing that?
Yeah, that affects us. Well, here's what I say, Charles.
No recourse.
Yeah, here's what I say, Charles, is that Senator Nielsen's on the other line here. I want to get to him.
All right, well.
But what you're saying is, what I'd like to do is, I'm going to get Congressman LaMalfa back on for an entire hour. We're going to sit here and have him give I want him to define everything in these bills and then let everybody just ask him questions where he's not getting on a plane and all this other stuff. Because I have a lot of questions. I trust LaMalfa's integrity, but I think there's things here
There's a lot of
people we don't trust.
Obama,
right.
Boehner, and some of Boehner's inner circle.
And Red said.
And McConnell.
Yeah. I've got to take a look at the TPA. I don't know. Is that the one that you can't read yet? Or can you read the TPA?
No, that's TTP. The TPA
you can't.
Is the bill that just passed.
Okay, so we can read that.
TPA is the assistance program.
Okay.
That's called Trade Adjustment Assistance. The TPP is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, bad deal.
Okay.
TTIP,
all right.
Another bad deal. That's called the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, similar to TPP.
Okay.
And then TISA. I mean, I haven't heard much about TISA, but everything I hear about that is even worse than the other two combined.
Okay, Charles. Thanks, buddy. I'm glad that you read it, and Red's telling me the TPA is 167 pages. That's just an evening of reading. Okay, thanks a lot, Charles. All right. Senator Nielsen, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know if you're able to hear that, but we've had Congressman LaMalfa was on earlier, and of course everybody is a lot of consternation on this trade, this Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Fast Track, the TPA, all of these things. There's a lot of people are upset about this.
Well, I've got one for them to be more upset than that
about. Oh, okay. I'm ready.
This is our water.
Okay.
The state of California Air Board already controls our air. And now the Water Board will control our water. They already partly do, but they're running roughshod over riparian rights, pre-1914 water rights, senior water rights, and the area of origin language that I got put in 2009. But worse now, this very day, the Senate will consider groundwater legislation. Will empower water police to control our domestic wells, and it will be our domestic wells. They'll argue that you have to have more than 2 acre feet, but it'll be all of them. It will be municipal, it will be industrial, and obviously agricultural wells. And some local authority will be delegated to empower water police to enforce this legislation, which could result in fines from $500 to $10,000 for each violation. And for the first time ever, there is language that will tell agencies, the agency of government, that they can tell farmers what they can grow and where they can grow it.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Senator. Hang on for a second here. I just can't hardly believe what you just said. You say they're going to have legislation in the Senate, of the California Senate, that's, you've seen the language, that says they're going to be able, one, to tell you how much water you can use, even though you've got pre-1914 rights, I think all the way back to 1903. And two, which is even scarier, you're saying is that they can tell you what you can grow and what you can't grow?
Yep. That language has shown up for the first time. I highlighted it last night. And what is truly nearly a criminal offense in terms of the people, because it's in such sweeping powers over us, 10:20 yesterday morning, my staff got the legislation for the first time to review it. We were scheduled to go into the budget committee, at 1:00. Now, we didn't get in until, I think, around 1:30, but obviously, for such sweeping legislation, that's no time whatsoever. And there was no public opportunity to comment, except at that hearing of the full budget committee, but nobody could possibly have known anyone else in California to come, because it was announced, though, for 1:00 only late yesterday, so the day before, rather, so people would not have any way to know. So there is no public comment. A few lobbyists showed up, and most spoke very timidly, because I think they've been cowed by the governor's office or the majority party. But in any event, I don't think even Democrats liked it. In fact, I know they didn't. They didn't like what happened. They didn't get any more notice than Republicans.
Uh-huh.
Hey, the bottom line is the people didn't have any opportunity.
Right. Hey, Senator, can you got a few minutes here? I need to take a break. Can you hang on for a bit till after the break?
I'll hang on.
Okay, because I have some other questions about some other things, too. Our guest is on the fly here, is Senator Jim Nielsen, right after Congressman LaMalfa here telling us that we've got to take a look at the Trans-Pacific Pact with the open eyes, and now Senator Nielsen is telling us we're getting hammered by the Senate up in Sacramento on water. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shasta Speedway's track day and night is Thursday, June 25th. Just think, you could be driving your own car on the Shasta Speedway racetrack. You'll get a full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection of your car. You don't want to miss your chance to race your own street car on the racetrack. Not only test the limits of your car, but test your limits as a driver. You never know, you could gain some serious bragging points with family and friends. Run your car or one of the rentals. Get one full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection. Only $75. It's Thursday, June 25th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Customized sessions, fast pass, novice, no experience, pace laps by reservation only. Go to Shasta-Speedway.com or call 530-515-8282. The Shasta Speedway track day and night is Thursday, June 25th. Brought to you in part by Coors Light, Blue Moon, Lithia Toyota, Tri-Counties Bank, Paint Mart, Napa Auto Parts, Anderson RV, Record Searchlight, Harvest Printing, Pepsi, Budweiser, Cicada Cantina, Applebee's, Logan's, Rock Auto, and this radio station.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds July 2nd in Elements Lounge inside Wind River's Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as we embrace the American songbook. My special guest will be Joe Larson on trombone, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass.
a special menu, Romance on the River, July 2nd. For your reservations, call 243-3377. See you there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It's Friday. It's June the 20th. It's 74 degrees out there, 8:20 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor for the month of July. Holiday Harbor will have a 25% off special for all on all 2015 summer rates on select models during the month of July. They have more usable water than any other lake in California. I can tell you, being out there this week, it is simply fantastic out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Doesn't know what other windshield repair business can. Offers a guarantee from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. A veteran-owned business, by the way, as is Holiday Harbor. Give Jeff a call at 241-8373, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Great place. Fix my windshield all the time because I get little chips all the time. Our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen. And he has called in, and he's telling us about the water problem. I mean, the new water bills that are going on. Senator, I'm just having a tough time believing that these Democrats are actually going to tell farmers what they can grow, how much they can grow, how much water they can use from water they've had, and that they want to put meters on your own well. Hello.
On the well, the water police coming around and telling you that you've got to put $10,000 or $20,000 or $100,000 into that well, that's the bigger concern.
Oh, okay. So they're going to charge you. Now they're going to tell you you've got to, what, enhance your well? What?
Well, yeah, and there'd be a lot of fees involved in this, too. Fees, you know, so we can pay for these agencies of government to operate. Carl, this has been coming a long time, and I've talked about it on your show for years. It's just that this is another but more sweeping step than they have taken before to control our water, using the drought emergency as a cause of need to act right now. What I'd ask the people to do is call the governor's office and say, Governor, whoa, tell the legislature not to send that bill down. Let's give it time to be heard in committee so the public can have some input.
And what's the bill number on this?
AB 115. It's a budget, so-called budget bill. And this has gotten absolutely nothing to do with the budget, but it's being considered as a budget trailer bill.
Okay, let's go to the phones here. Terry, good morning. Terry, you're on. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Little intense today, Terry.
Well, yeah, it seems interesting that all of a sudden we go from one subject to another, but I won't get into that. I know that the water issue is something you fought for a long time, but, you know, we have eight counties now that have declarations for the state of Jefferson, and the city of Redding alone in Shasta County has 12,000 signatures of people that want to attach that to a declaration, and we're just beginning this thing. You and I talked. You've told me several times, you know, Terry, I can't do this alone. I don't have any help. Well, Reynolds versus Sims is your problem, and you know that because James
Terry,
Gallagher.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to talk about the state of Jefferson. I'm talking about water.
Well, we don't need to talk about anything other than the fact that we have all these issues coming down, and you don't have help. So, what's your solution to having more people on your side in the capital down there? What's your solution on getting more representation for us? What is it,
Terry? I'm talking to the people directly today. I'm asking people in Redding to call friends all over California.
Yes, sir. We'll do that, and I'm sure people do that.
Terry,
on every issue.
Terry,
Terry,
you got to listen. Let the senator answer the question. Okay.
I support the people of the North State all the way, Terry. You know,
yes, sir,
position.
I believe that, but what's the solution? I believe you, sir. You know that. I mean, we've broken bread together. I'm asking you what your solution is. How can we help you help all of us? Just tell us. We will help you help all of us, other than calling the governor. What can we do to have people who
Terry, let me finish. You ask a question. Let me answer it.
Yes, Terry, absolutely. Be an activist like you are. Tell people all over California to be activists. You know, there are, in terms of the votes, there are a lot of what we call valley people. Sacramento and San Joaquin Valley, all the way down to Bakersfield and out into the desert, who will vote some of the time the way we would like to on this particular issue. And today we need help. I don't have time to get into the, further on this. I've got to go into a meeting right now to get prepared.
But you certainly have time to call all of us, and we appreciate that you took time out of your busy schedule. The rest of us are busy also, sir, but so we understand that.
Okay, so what we need to do is go to the governor for this AB 115, because this is a bit part of coming out of the budget, if I understand, Senator, and it's got a lot to do with taking over all the water rights for people, for what they can grow, what they can't grow, and it's a bigger grab than people have any idea of what's going on.
Yes, they do, and the problem is people have not known, even legislators don't know, and even Democrats admitted that yesterday. They got the language no earlier than Republicans, so it's a spy on everybody. It's just a very poor way to have government work. And, you know, the good news is, speaking out about it, you can stop some of it, and that's the goal. So we're just going to keep doing it.
Okay. Senator Jim Nielsen, thanks a lot, Senator, for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. This is a lot of, you know, this is tough, because this is the kind of thing that you can have every one of our senators and assemblymen stand up and say this is wrong, but there's only three of them. And the fact is, you know, and with Terry calling in, and Terry is saying, hey, wait a minute, here's the thing, is that how can we help you? Well, there is no way. There is no way under the current regime. If everybody in the North State voted one way, everybody stood up, the only way you probably could do it is we all got in buses and went down and drove around circles around Sacramento and say, hey, look, here, we're people too, and we have rights out here. The water in the wells and a lot of all these things that they're doing doesn't affect the people in the cities. It affects the people in the rural areas. And it's getting to be in this nation that it's coming down to cities against rural. And if you look at California, it's not it's not Southern California against Northern California. It's not like that. What it is coast against everyone else. The coast against anybody 50 miles in. Into the farmlands, into the hinterlands, into the northern area here where it's agricultural and logging and all that. It's got nothing to do with, north and south. It's got to do with coast and everywhere else. And if you look all along the Pacific coast, you see the same thing. You see Seattle, you see Portland. And as soon as you leave those and you get 50 or 60 miles inland, you have a completely different mindset on how you make your living, that you do it with the land, that you do it with logging, that you do it with on the rivers. And there is the difference. It's the coast, with some exceptions, the coast against people in inlands. Now, when you get into Colorado, you get into all these other cities and states, you see the same thing. It's city, urban, making decisions that affect the vast majority of the property and the people who don't have all the votes that they have in the inner cities. And I don't, you know, this is, and now it's starting to get like this, and you're seeing this. This is why the State of Jefferson movement here is the same as you see in dozens of other states, where people want to be represented, and they can't as long as that law says that you get one vote per person. Well, that completely negates the rights of other, you know, of all these, you know, literally millions of other people, because it doesn't count. There's not as many of the people living in off the coast as there are on the coast. So what do? Even if you had your own state, the State of Jefferson, or Western Colorado or Eastern Nebraska, whatever they call them from now on, East Nebraska, you know, State of Jefferson, at what point does, you know, that they have the rights there, but it's still the impact on what's happening still is going to be, even at the national level, coming down, because it's just going to keep going. Urban versus rural, urban versus non-urban, I guess you could even say. It could even be, you know, urban versus the suburbs in rural. Well, we got to take a break here. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's has got coffees, cold coffees, hot coffees, any type of brew you can imagine, and walk next door to a tobacco emporium that will just knock your socks off with a walk-in humidor that is just fantastic. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down and see Joe and Shelley. They put on a good show down there. They have great people working for them. We'll be right back. It's 8:29 in the morning here. It's 74 degrees, going up to 98.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Uncle Bob, where does Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Friday, June the 20th. It's 8:33 in the morning here. 74 degrees out there, going on up to 98 today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, but this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, a better-known business. DC and Tim and Logan are in there. And trust me, you're going to get the best haircut you've ever had. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And again, right off Athens Avenue. Okay. In the last hour, we've had Congressman LaMoffa coming in talking about TPP, TFP, TGIF, all these. And, you just can't imagine a consternation that's coming through the chat room. And then Senator Nielsen talking about the water grab on AB 115. Now, what we've got to do is, Savannah, look up the number to the governor's office, and because no number was given. Let's find out what the number to the governor's office we can call, and we will give that out for people. And if you care about this, if you, you know, whether you're a state of Jefferson or just somebody that thinks this is just wrong, that the Democrats push this thing through and that even their own Democrats don't even know what this is about. But let's go to the phones here. Red, good morning. You know what?
Is this, hey, Carl, is
this,
how's it going?
This day was not planned like this, but you know, I'm kind of liking it, you know?
Well, it makes for good radio, doesn't it?
And I got questions. Let me get this straight. We need to continue doing what hasn't worked so far, right? Thanks, Rally.
Well, that's kind of it. And, you know, I'm kind of curious about, I appreciate Senator Nielsen calling in and alerting the people to it. But I'm kind of curious about the timing of it, because this is not new news. I mean, the well thing went through months ago. Representative Brian Daly actually voted to approve the well.
I saw that. Somebody, I think that was you that wrote that in here.
Yeah. The water seizure about being able to tell our ranchers and farmers what they can grow, how much they can grow, how many animals they can raise, how much of their own water they can use, and what times of the year they can do it. That's nothing new either. They actually had a water meeting up here, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, called the GRAP, that was explaining that just that is coming. So I'm not sure why the sudden hit on the panic button. It is something that absolutely needs to be, taken to task. As much as we can affect it, I don't know. Take the water bond, the vote on the water bond. The entire North State voted down the water bond, but yet our three representatives all voted for it. What do you do then?
Change the representatives.
If they truly
do not reflect the population, then they need to be changed. And I saw that somebody said that Brian Daly voted for meters on wells. Is that right?
He did.
Okay.
He did. He actually gave up Lassen County, his own county, as the volunteer for the pilot program for that.
It's interesting to see that people, when they have rights, the water rights, that as soon as things get tough, instead of people giving people a chance to cut back, giving people, some rules, that the first thing the government wants to do is seize. I find that interesting that a government would do that instead of,
because it's about control.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. It's about control. When you start telling people, as we've said, as soon as you start telling people what they can grow, what they can't grow, as soon as you say, okay, you people are using all these water intensive crops. What's a water intensive crop? Alfalfa, which is big in the Lassen County. Rice. Meat.
Almonds.
Then you can start saying, okay, instead of having that 1,000 acres of alfalfa, you can have 500 acres, or you can have, instead of 500 trees, 200 trees, or your herd of cattle is now down to 100. You just keep doing this. And then, you can grow goats. Well, goats don't take a lot of water, but then nobody buys goats. So, anyway. It's completely changing.
The population in the nation. Maybe goats would be a good thing.
Yeah, did you hear what I was talking about? How it's becoming urban against everybody else. They're pushing everything into the urban regions so you can take care of it easier along the corridors and all. I know everybody talks Agenda 21, but this is the kind of thing that has a severe impact in for the future.
Absolutely. And we do a lot of traveling with the state of Jefferson around the North State, and what I am seeing is a massive increase in a resistive and restive population. People up here are starting to become resistant. I made the case recently that we're actually an occupied people, an occupied territory. We meet the definition of it, and people are beginning to resist. There's things going on up in Siskiyou County where people are being denied their water rights, and they're not negotiating anymore. They're going on and they're turning on the wells. They're turning on the water mains. They're bulldozing dams to get their water. This is a situation that's building and becoming aggressive.
Well, I'm seeing things like this about people talking about showing up and helping your neighbors by not letting people come on there and do this. Others are saying no longer free market. It's what they need or what their campaign contributors need. A lot of stuff going on there. Hey, Red, thanks
there
a lot.
Is. Thanks, Phil.
You bet. You can hear Red on Sunday mornings from Jefferson State of Mind from 8 to 9 on Sunday morning. 9 to 11 is Sovereign Minds. The reason I'm saying that is because we've got something new we haven't done before, and we're doing it for a reason, is that at 8:45, you're going to continue to hear me, but it's going to be a recording. And one we did the other day, because at that same time, we have Sovereign Minds, Mark Kent and Linda Kent will be in here interviewing Charlie Daniels. Yes, the Charlie Daniels. Be interviewing them and recording for their show on Sunday that you can hear between 9 and 11, sometime during that time frame. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. You know what? Mighty Fine Foods out there in 299 in Deschutes, locally owned. The place is just outstanding. It's just it's clean. The people are friendly. And like I said, locally owned, father, son here. They've been in the area. Their family's been here for like 85 years. And they have Dreyer's ice cream by the scoop. You can get root beer floats or any kind of floats you like. For $1.99 each or two for $3. They have over 1,000 cold drinks at Mighty Fine Foods, including 250 beers, over 350 liquors, types of liquor and wine choices, deli specials. And then on the weekend, starting today, you know, of course, they have this great barbecue and they're usually sold out by the end of the day. You need to go down there and find out what they're cooking and get it. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Mighty Fine Foods. $2.99 in Deschutes right there in Bella Vista. Again, outstanding. And guess what? Free 7-pound bag of ice with an 18-pack of drinks or larger. Okay. We'll continue on here. I've got people outside. You know, they're coming, getting ready to come in. Everybody's up in arms here. And do we find a number for that, that people can call? Are you still looking for that? Okay. We're going to get a number that you can call for AB-115, the part that Nielsen said. And as Red says, you know, there's other parts of this bill that, you know, that's been or other things have been going on, like the grab. And so it's not a surprise. I think it's kind of a surprise probably to Nielsen and a lot of other people is that they brought it up so quick to stick it in there like that. It's just another example of, again, of a legislation through chicanery and thuggishness. And in the dead of night, and now it caught the Democrats. You know, the thing is, too, is that when you look about the types of representation, if every 750,000 people up in this area of the North State voted against something in lockstep, maybe we could do that. But there are people that are more than willing to give up their rights. I don't understand it. Give up their rights to their own water. And, oh, by the way, and I forgot to mention this to Senator Nielsen. Perhaps I should call him and tell him this. Did he realize is that the Fish and Game Department has put people down on boats down to Sacramento and they're GPSing every place that has a water intake hose? I'm not talking about like a 4-inch, you know, something for agriculture. I'm talking like 1-inch or something like you're doing for your own yards because of riparian rights. I wonder if you knew that. That's something we'll probably give them a call after the show and ask, hey, did you know that? So why are they doing that? So they can control all the water that comes out of the sack. The TPP, TFP, TA, like I said, we're going to follow on that one. There's a number of people that have been studying this. We're going to have them coming on next week, too, to take a look at it. I would like to know, you know, where the problems are with this. Do we need to have treaties and the way to do that? Absolutely. Absolutely we have to be able to do that. So that's got to have it. Now, do we trust our president to do that? Well, what if it's a different president? Do you trust a president to do the right thing for the country? Is it personal dependent? It can't be. It can't not be a personality dependent. It's got to be in such a way is that Congress needs to be able to look at it. Okay, yes. I can understand keeping the secret, keeping the treaties, how you're doing it. You know, here's the deal. Okay, I want to keep this, you know, while you're maneuvering and while you're getting it down. Because you don't want to, you know, when you're negotiating, you don't want to let everybody in the world know what you're doing. I understand that. That's okay. It's after it's finished, everybody needs to look at it and say, this is what it is. This is how it affects America. This is how it's going to affect jobs. This is how it's going to affect jobs negatively. This is how it's going to do it positively. How is it going to affect how we do our business here in America? Do we still have the manufacturing capability that we did, say, 20 years ago? No. No. We have to go to other countries just to get a bridge built? Are you kidding me? We are the nation of bridge builders, and yet we didn't. So, okay, the number to call to let the governor know we don't like this idea about the water, AB-115, is that 916-445-2841. 916-445-2841. Okay, Jim, you've got that number, and now you can call the governor's office and say, we don't like this. We don't like this water grab. Don't even let it get out of the budget committee. Let this be something that just dies there. Okay. Gosh, everybody, all these things are going on. Okay, let's kind of finish up like this. I hope you're having a great weekend. There's a lot of things to do. You got the fair. You have, of course, you've got the Benton Air Park on Sunday for Father's Day. You've got the Book Bandit, A Mystery at the Library, tonight. You can give them a call at 246-0146. Mount Shasta Mall is June 21st. It starts there, goes to July 11th. Remember, in our fallen, just go inside, down there by Penny's. Aviation Day, of course. I mentioned that. The Red, White, and Tuna at the Reading Grange Hall, where the Sons of Italy are. For $10, you get hamburgers, hot dogs, and all that. And, of course, the fair. And while we're sitting here, I have two tickets. That's right. I have two tickets to the fair, good for today or tomorrow. Give me a call, 605-4567. You can come down and pick them up today out here at the front desk. So I've got two tickets to the fair, general admission, 605-4567 to the first caller. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Now, remember, we're going to be doing it's going to be a recorded part, so you're going to be hearing me talking, but I'm just going to be talking about this weekend, things that have happened as we're recording another show. Everybody have a great weekend. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which
as gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la Sriracha. Chicken with Sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. It is Friday. Gosh, it's the 19th of June, and this is a recorded segment. I know you're thinking, wait a minute, I just heard Carl Linda talking to Congressman Malfa, and this is a recorded segment. That's right, it is. And this is why. We have a variety of shows here, more shows than you're going to find anywhere else, local programming, live programming, any place else in Northern California, maybe, who knows, maybe even the state when it comes to talk radio. So at the same time that you're hearing this, we're also recording a interview with Charlie Daniels, right? Sovereign Minds and Mark and Linda Kent, Mark Kent and Linda Kent are there interviewing him as we speak right now for their show.
Is Charlie Daniels?
On Sunday morning.
Yes, it is. Beginning how you doing?
We're doing good. How about you?
So you'll be able to hear Charlie Daniels. Man, now let's just talk about the things that are going on. Bob, I mean, this is kind of unusual.
Well, there you have it. Hey, you don't mind me calling Charlie, do you?
It's been pre-recorded.
What can I say? And then but I could probably tell you what the weather's going to be like. The weather's going to be in the hundreds today. The fair's still going on. And there's a lot of other things going on, too. So let's talk about the things that are happening this week in the Christian Life Center. Welcome, Pastor Johnson Love. He's a pastor of Miracle Assembly Church in Abuja,
you know,
Nigeria.
I read through it, and
on Sunday, June the 21st, he's going to be at the Christian Life Center next door to Best Buy up there at 710 Browning Street at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. for a revival. And on Monday, on June 22nd at 7 p.m., on 23rd at 7, and the 24th at 7 p.m., all of them out at the Christian Life Center, 710 Browning Street, corner of Browning Street and Hilltop Drive, next door to Best Buy.
Uh-huh.
Have you been there?
No personal.
I've been to that vicinity, but I have not been in there. I think that's that little church right there next to Best Buy. Yeah, years ago.
Yeah, and it's Friday, so it's Cattleman's Day.
Somebody quoted
the fair here.
Saying
of course, junior, senior, beef, no bull. That's no bull. That's right, Jim Connor.
That's my
there for the horses, the walk in the wild side, exotic cats and animals all day.
So there will be lions there.
There will be lions there. Well, we don't know that.
Your grandson said he wanted to go see the lion, so if they have exotic cats, and if there's a lion,
so
you realize he's going to...
I know. What
you know,
can I say?
Do you think the president's
right
going to read it?
He's 9 years old and he's right again.
Do you think it's going to matter?
Miller's Coors presents country singer Brian White with Chad Bushnell opening at 7 p.m. in the Reading Kia Grandstands on Friday. Saturday, of course, Junior Livestock Auction, a big one. Jumping Halter English and Western Horse Shows in the Horse Arena. Again, a walk on the wild side. The Voice of Shasta County Finals.
I don't think so.
Meatloaf contest. I mean, is this America a meatloaf contest? I love this.
Man, I presume you're not talking about the singer. And here I thought you were, in fact, the voice of Chester County.
I am the voice of Chester County, but I'm just talking about like there. They're just going to be singing. We're talking about real stuff. And then, of course, the Bud and Bud Light presents Auto Racing and Demolition Derby right out there. That's all on Saturday. Daily Entertainment. And I tell you what, how can you, you know,
Demolition.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Demolition Derby. Vehicles going around smashing into each other, not unlike a political process.
Well, not unlike right here down here on Market Street. When we make the term, and they made all these new terms. Okay, do you know where? Okay, let me talk about Caltrans on this one thing. Okay, as you come down Market Street, you come down to the end, and it's Tehama Street. You can turn left from any lane. And you watch them do that. So everybody's kind of got that figured out now. But then you go, you make a right on.
Okay, we're back.
So, I don't know what that was all about. Somebody giving traffic direction. But, you know, I just don't feel that he should, you know, that there's room in the press that see perpetuates and personal feelings of animosity and that sort of thing. And he's a leader of the free world. He needs to act like it. We desperately need leadership. If you look at this ISIS situation that's going on over in the Middle East, this is a catastrophe, and it's a handful of thugs that are literally just wreaking havoc over there that are growing by leaps and bounds that could be destroyed. You could turn this thing over to the special forces, the people who plan our special forces. And I'm not speaking, there's some people that have, special forces people that have said this. Give me a certain amount of men and a certain amount of time and equipment, and we're going there to do away with ISIS, do totally, completely away with them, which is the only way that will work. So we're letting this thing grow. This is a cancer that's metastasizing, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's, while we could still handle it, we should do it. Nobody wants to put ground troops over it. Lord knows I don't. I've been there. I've been to Iraq 3 times. I don't want to see our guys and gals go back over there, but do we want them there or do we want them here?
Well,
they've already proven that they're capable of coming here. So there you go.
Well, I think they're going to be here sooner or later, whether it's some kind of an insurgency, you know, with troops. I don't think so. But the terrorist, you know, hits of the lone guys or whatever. But, you know, I think part of the problem is that, you know, with this Benghazi thing going, it's coming to light that, you know, basically they were running guns into Syria, which was ISIS. So we've kind of created our own enemy to a degree. And, you know, like you say, we could go in and wipe these guys out pretty easily, I think, if they'd take the handcuffs off on the rules of engagement. So it's kind of hard not to think that these guys are actually exacerbating, or our president is exacerbating the problem and letting it grow. I mean, you know, I don't know how else that you can look at it myself.
I don't see any other way to look at it either. It's you know, I get the impression, I feel like, that this man is just marking time, just trying to get out of office without anything really catastrophic happening during his watch. Just get out and turn it all over to somebody else. I mean, I just don't feel like he wants to be president anymore, really. It just don't seem like it. But that's too bad. The people of this country elected him to be president, and whether he wants to or whether he don't, he either ought to do it or leave and let somebody else do it. And you know that the shame of this whole thing, and this is a media-generated situation, when you criticize this president, the first thing somebody shouts at you is, you are a racist.
Yep.
No, you're not a racist because you criticize the president. A president puts himself or herself in line to be criticized when they take the office. I mean, they work for us then, and we have a right to say what we want to about them. So this is not anything to do with racism. It has nothing to do with hatred. It has nothing to do with anything except we are not being led. We desperately need leadership. This world needs leadership. Look at what Russia has done since he's been in office. Look at what China is doing. Look at what the aggression around the world. Nobody respects us. Nobody fears us. That will be a day of reckoning. We have turned our back on our only ally in the Middle East,
Israel.
And it's, you know, we are just, we're like a ship floundering around the ocean without a captain. And this man needs to stand up and be, if he was elected to be a leader and he's not doing the job, that's my point in writing the letter.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Charlie. It's, you know, I think this guy deserves impeachment. And then everybody, you know, we hear the establishment Republicans tell us, oh, then we'd get Joe Biden. Well, I don't know if Joe Biden could do any worse. And if he did.
I'll take him.
Yeah.
It's worth a try.
I'll take him in New York minute. I mean, it's just, and the thing is, do we, in this next election cycle, go back and get the same thing all over again? I don't know. I don't know, I don't know what mood the country's in. I don't know if we have learned our lesson or we have not learned our lesson, but we can't go on this way. America cannot continue to be the nation that it is and go through another 4 years of what we have been through.
Well, I think
so
the most
we should very carefully choose our candidate the next time.
I totally agree, Charlie. I think the most important thing we could do is look at the candidate's voting record and has he supported the Constitution and not caved into the insider game down in Washington, whether he be a Democrat or a Republican.
I don't care what he is. I don't care if he's got a D or an R beside his name. That is immaterial to me. I don't claim to be a Democrat or Republican, either one. I want an American. I want somebody who puts America first and the party way down the line. So let's see who comes up with the answers. We got way too many people running on the Republican side. They need to pare that down. Some of those guys are wasting their time. I mean, Lindsey Graham, go home. You're a good guy. Go back to South Carolina. You know, you're not going to be elected president. I don't know. I mean, and I have nothing against Lindsey Graham. I'm not saying that with any kind of animosity, but it just ain't going to happen. And he knows it's not going to happen. I guess he's trying to get his speakers beat up or something. I don't know. But so many of these guys are in there that are just muddying up the waters. And by the time they get through beating each other up in the primaries, there's very little left for the Democratic guy to do. So we'll see what happens, but God help us. We need a leader.
Well, I think that if we can get the media out of it and people realize that the media is so biased, you know, you look at the last election and they just black out what they don't want you to hear. And, you know, I mean, look at Hillary right now. She's getting good press out of the media to a degree. And as far as I'm concerned, she probably should be in handcuffs. I mean, looking at Benghazi and all of that stuff. But I'll tell you.
Well, take this from me as somebody that just kind of inches around the edges and talks to a lot of people. There are some things that there's some things that are still outstanding on Hillary that has not been brought to light yet. and if they are brought to light, and I don't, this is just things I've heard, I cannot prove it, so I'm not going to divulge, but they are some things that could very well just be very devastating, to her, and it involves Benghazi and some of the people that served over there during the time that she was there still are not through with this thing yet, and I don't know if it's going to come to light or not, but very possible there's...
Well, that's what we need.
There's some pitfalls out there for her, definitely.
Yeah, that's what we need, is the truth to come out about all of this. That's a lot of the problem with the media, and that's what we try to get out there, and I know you do too, is the truth to the American people about what's going on.
So very true. You're so right. We just need the truth. I mean, give us the truth. It's like the thing with Eric Holder and that thing that happened in Mexico where they give the guns to the Operation
Fast and Furious.
And then the president just stops it at his desk and does not let us prosecute this guy. I mean, this guy, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Giving guns to criminals?
Yeah.
Does that make any kind of sense?
Well, it
makes no sense at all.
It does if you're trying to get rid of the Second Amendment from the perspective of the president and Eric Holder. You know, it's just these guys, I think the criminals, you know, I think the devil went down to D.C. instead of Georgia is what happened here.
I think he's lived there for quite a while, you know. But I just, we have got to. Democrat, Republican, whatever, whoever we get this time, has got to be a leader. They got to be a leader. They can't be a follower. They can't sit back and sample polls and lead by that. That's not leadership. That's cowardice. And we need a leader, regardless of who it is, and whoever it is, male, female, I don't care. Give me somebody that's going to lead this nation and get us back to where we should be. Yes. And before we are no longer what we could be. So,
well, I think a leader, and people have got to quit accepting the mainstream media, you know, because they just black out stuff that they don't want us to hear. I mean, the Tea Party attacks are one of the things that really hit home for me. You got hundreds of attorneys that were blocking information to Congress, you know, because they, you know, and then the chief counsel was appointed by Obama in